What if we sent some local reporters to Washington, D.C. to help cover the impeachment hearings? I mean, not to slight the expertise of seasoned Capitol Hill journalists, but while digesting coverage of the public hearings into the potential impeachment of President Donald Trump, my attention kept being drawn to the D.C. media bubble. For those who are not always glued to political news coverage, but are concerned about the potential removal of a president, analytical news stories, the what to expect and takeaway stories, the video recaps with background commentary, the panel discussions and the excerpts heard on public radio, those are all helpful as long as they're good, as long as they're talking to you. But there were some stunningly bad stories on major platforms. One report on the NBC News website complained that the first two witnesses, quote, lacked the pizzazz necessary to capture public attention, unquote. They even misspelled pizzazz. But it's not about capturing public attention, is it? A widely criticized report by Reuters treated the proceedings like a reality television show and called the substance dull, reporting little on the facts or arguments presented. Okay, public opinion does certainly matter politically, but there's also serious substance here. For anyone interested in that substance, there was plenty of pizzazz. And yet some career reporters claimed there was nothing to see here. And yet we learned a lot. We learned about the president's interest in a debunked conspiracy theory about the 2016 elections. We learned about pressure on Ukraine to announce a criminal investigation of a domestic political rival of the president. We learned about an informal diplomatic back channel working at odds with official U.S. policy in Ukraine. We saw sworn testimony about the damage done to the State Department during this administration. And we also deserved reporting on how the Republicans questioned the witnesses, defended the president, and challenged the proceeding itself. Seeing veteran journalists file stories describing the possible impeachment and removal of a U.S. president as boring reminded me of students who compose term papers on the topic of not knowing what to write about, and they submit them on the eve of the due date. And I also thought of local reporters who cover public meetings every week. Sometimes it is tough to write entertaining stories about court hearings or water policy, planning and zoning, budgeting. And these stories have to be accurate and informative while also keeping the reader's attention. But that's the job, and many do manage it. They succeed when they write directly for and to their community, when they talk to you. Let's send a competent yet obscure small-town government reporter, as endangered as that species is, to cover these impeachment hearings as if they were writing for their local papers, with a sense of their community's questions and concerns. Better yet, send a few. Comparing their stories would be fascinating and provide an alternative to the feedback loop commingling large media organizations with the elites they cover. With the Weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.